You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. This is a conversation that comes up again and again in the vegan movement. Every few years, something happens in the world that forces it back to the surface. Right now, we're in one of those moments. Lately, I've been seeing a growing number of posts from activists saying that veganism should only be about animals, that any discussion of human rights, police violence, immigration, or what's happening in the streets right now is a distraction from the mission. At the same time, I'm seeing a lot of vegans use their platforms to talk about what they're witnessing, about people being harmed, about families being torn apart, about violence that feels impossible to ignore. And that tension has turned into a full-on discourse. This isn't new. I've been vegan long enough to remember the same conversation happening in 2020 after George Floyd was murdered. It shows up every time there's a major humanitarian crisis. Every time the world reminds us that suffering doesn't happen in silos. On one side, you have people who believe veganism must stay singularly focused, that bringing in other issues weakens the message, dilutes resources, and ultimately hurts the animals. People like Gary Yourofsky, a prominent New York-based activist, have been very clear about this stance. This belief is simple. If the mission is animal liberation, then everything else is noise. On the other side, you have vegans who believe there is no clean separation between what happens to animals and what happens to humans. That oppression is interconnected. That compassion doesn't switch on and off depending on species. What I want to do in this episode is not declare a winner. I want to lay out what's actually being discussed. Because for me, this isn't about choosing sides. It's about understanding the tension honestly. Here's where I personally stand, and I'll say this clearly. As a human being, I do not separate what's happening to humans from what's happening to animals. I can't. Violence is violence. Dehumanization is dehumanization. Systems that normalize suffering don't suddenly become ethical because they're pointed in a different direction. But as a community organizer, I also understand something else. Advocating for animals is already an uphill climb. It takes time, it takes money, it takes focus, it takes emotional energy. And when you try to carry everything at once, something does give. So I understand why some activists say we can't afford to lose focus. That's not an evil position, that's a strategic one. Where I think the conversation breaks down is when we start telling people how they're allowed to care. Because here's the truth, every single one of us has a platform. Even if you run an organization, even if you run a nonprofit, even if you're deeply embedded in animal advocacy, you still exist as an individual outside of that role. And you have the right to speak from that place. Using your voice to talk about human rights does not erase your work for animals. And choosing not to speak does not make you immoral. What becomes harmful is guilt. Guilting people for speaking, guilting people for not speaking, guilting people for not being where you are on your journey yet. I've learned this across every movement I've been a part of. You cannot shame people into compassion, and you definitely can't control people into caring the way you want them to. In fact, most people will do the opposite of what you tell them to do simply because you told them to do it. If your goal is to change hearts and minds, the most effective thing you can do is show up in a way that makes people want to listen. That's why I've always leaned towards compassion over judgment. Now I want to address something directly. When vegans speak out about people being harmed, about families being torn apart, about lives being lost in the street, I don't see that as a political act. For me, this goes beyond political parties. This isn't about left or right. It's not about Democrat or Republican. It's not about race, religion, or nationality. People should not be killed in the streets. That shouldn't be a controversial statement. and I'll speak for myself here, I've become desensitized. We're all constantly fed images of violence, headlines, clips, sound bites. At some point, your nervous system can't process it all. For a long time, much of this violence disproportionately affected the Black community, and now we're seeing it spread across communities. History shows us what happens when people stay silent because it's not happening to them yet. There's always a moment when it reaches your door, and suddenly, you want people to care. I believe we're at that sound the alarm moment. That doesn't mean everyone has to speak the same way. It doesn't mean every vegan platform has to shift focus. It doesn't mean abandoning the animals. It means recognizing that telling people what not to talk about is often the real distraction. If someone doesn't resonate with animal advocacy yet, yelling at them to stay silent about what they do care about won't bring them closer. It pushes them away. And ultimately, that hurts everyone. So here's where I land. Use your platform the way you choose. If people stop supporting you because of it, that's a lesson. That's feedback. That's part of the risk of speaking openly. But let's get out of the business of policing each other's compassion. People arrive when they arrive. Awareness unfolds when it unfolds. Growth happens when it's ready. And if we truly believe in liberation, then that includes the right to speak, to care, to evolve, and yes, even to be imperfect along the way. This episode isn't about telling you what to think. It's about saying this out loud. Things are getting intense. People are hurting. Silence is a choice. So is focus. We need room for both. Hang in there. And wherever you stand, stay human. This is Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore, and I'll see you tomorrow.